into next week, I can just about promise you. Coming up, Heidi Harris. She used to be 6 to 9 a.m. on AM 670 KMZQ, is now 9 until noon. She gets to sleep in 3 full hours. Is she still napping? I'll ask her that one. Also, I'll ask her about some of this breaking news involving the Clark County Commission, Dan Rodheimer's efforts in court, and really Republicans' efforts in court, which has been almost universally unsuccessful so far. But it is still early. Stay where you are. More to do. Heidi Harris comes up next. My name is Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 5:30, this is a reminder of why you listen to the traffic report. There's a road hazard to look out for on U.S. 95 southbound. That's before Charleston. One right lane and one center lane is blocked. That's U.S. 95 southbound before Charleston. Also, we're getting some slow flows as you work your way on the 15 northbound at Tropicana, south 15 at Craig, also slow 15 northbound at Lamb due to the road construction in that area. Also, expect some congestion on the southern beltway as well. 215 westbound at St. Rose, you're bumper to bumper through there. Also, you're slow 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, and on the southern beltway 215 west at Valley Verde.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football continuing to go through work, sitting with a record of 6-4. They are getting ready for a matchup against the Falcons on Sunday. Three NFL games coming up tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day. Texans at the Lions, Washington at the Cowboys, and the Ravens and Steelers are set to match up in Pittsburgh. UNLV basketball, they open up their season tonight at Thomas and Mack Center. They are going to take on Montana State. UNLV tied for second last year in the Mountain West Conference standings under first-year head coach T.J. Otzelberger, and now he goes into his second season. However, 10 of the 13 scholarship players have never played for UNLV. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The spread of COVID-19 is still unchecked across the nation, and you need to keep your family safe. Make a new habit and check your temperatures twice a day, once before dinner and before leaving home in the morning. You can't afford to take chances, so use the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies, and it takes an accurate reading in seconds. It's the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Quick and easy to use. You can count on Exergen to keep your family safe 24 hours a day.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
During the global pandemic and shutdown, a lot of us have lost track of friends around the country. Hey, Kevin Wall here. You don't trust flying, and a two-day drive to St. Louis isn't all that appealing, but you still want to show some love to the ones you miss so much. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 18 flavors. And you can even put you or your family's picture on the label with a message that says, "We miss you." If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn, so use Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn for your next church or school fundraiser. Oh, and did I mention, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn tastes great. Check out their amazing new website at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. That's Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. I always love it when we have Heidi Harris on because she always makes me laugh. Heidi Harris, how you doing? How are you sleeping at night?
You know what? I'm sleeping better, my friend. I got to tell you, you know, because you work morning dry for a few years. I've done this for almost 20, and I got to tell you, it's life-changing. It's not so much when I get up at 2 in the morning at the latest. It's not that I never felt good because I felt fine. I was wide awake, did my job. You just feel like an 8-year-old kid constantly having to go to bed when you don't necessarily want to and your body's not ready to. That's the part that I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled about the new time slot, 9 to noon, and we're having a lot of fun. And it's just like I can actually go to Bible study with my husband now on a weeknight, which I could never do before. That kind of stuff.
I think that's great. I think that is absolutely great. Of course, Thanksgiving coming up. Are you going to be at a party of more than 10 or 15 people?
You know, we're going to keep it low, not because of anything the governor says. The governor has absolutely no effect on my life whatsoever, but just a small group of people. I don't cook. I don't cook for people I like. So other people are cooking. We're going to bring mashed potatoes, and we're looking forward to having a nice, quiet Thanksgiving. It'll be fun. What are you doing, my friend?
I'm going to low-key it. And again, not for reasons of politics or the governor or anything like that. It's just that the holiday has snuck up on me. I mean, it really honestly has. And all of a sudden, we're there. We're at ground zero now for turkeys and cranberry sauce and all of that. So, to be honest, at this late date, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. But the one thing I know is I'll sleep in. I won't be prepping for a show for a couple of days. And, so from that standpoint, it's going to be good. Want to ask you, though, what is your recommendation? NPRI put out a release from Robert Fellner, and it's headlined, Ignore Sisolak, Decide for Yourself How to Celebrate Thanksgiving. What's your recommendation to your listeners?
Absolutely. I mean, my recommendation is the same thing I've been saying for, what, 6-7 months? If you're sick, stay home. If you're at risk, stay home. Let everybody else live their life. I have a friend who just got out of the hospital with COVID, but he's older than I am and quite a bit overweight. He survived it, but it was brutal. I know some people who have been hospitalized, but most people, like me, get it, shake it off, not even necessarily as badly hit as I was. So, you know, go out and live your life. If you get it, you get it. You're going to feel crappy for 2 weeks and move on. But this ridiculousness of people not getting together and all the stuff that's happening this Thanksgiving, it's really tearing families apart, and I think it's really tearing our social fabric apart to a large extent when it comes to the masks and all those things. And it's just the ramifications are terrible, Kevin. They really are.
Are they guided by science? I mean, what we've been told is, well, believe in the science. Believe in the science. Don't believe in the president or anything like that. But the fact is the science keeps letting us down.
Well, the science keeps changing, the so-called science, right? Fauci was saying months ago that masks were not effective, and all of a sudden masks are effective. So which scientists are we supposed to listen to? There are plenty of other people who are saying, you know, it's just a virus. It's going to go through society. It's something you can do to stop it. And the other day, Victor Jakes, I'm sure you saw his tweet about this. He asked the governor on a conference call, you know, what are you, you know, are you basing your restrictions now, this so-called pause, are you basing this on anything that you discovered during the contact tracing? And the governor says no. So he has no data to back up anything he's doing, that people are getting sick at poker machines or crap tables or restaurants. He has no data to back that up. He's just making it up and destroying people right before Thanksgiving. As you've seen the stories of business owners who have been destroyed by this. They bought all these turkeys. A lot of people want to go out with 10 or 12 people and have it in a restaurant because they don't want to cook and wash dishes and whatnot. These restaurants are saying, what am I going to do now? You can't break up a family or you know, who are you going to decide who gets to come in based on the reservation date or whatever? These restaurants are being destroyed by this. They bought tons of food. That could go to waste potentially. I mean, this is ridiculous. No wonder the mayor's so mad.
Yeah, and by the way, the mayor is absolutely right again on Sisolak. Yep. He is acting like a dictator, and this is embarrassing. I think I've figured out the answer, though, and this is something that will probably come up at the next gubernatorial news conference, that we should start eating in shifts. You know, six or ten people can come in and eat Thanksgiving dinner. Then they'll leave. Another six or ten will come in. They'll eat, and we just do it like that. I got to ask you before I let you go. General Michael Flynn gets a full pardon from the president. I happen to believe it's long overdue. This should have happened a year ago, and maybe Michael Flynn would have some money in his pocket. What did you make of what the president did on a Friday, late on a Friday?
Well, you know what? Listen, he knows more of the facts than I do about Michael Flynn. Did he do everything correctly? Probably not. But did he deserve what happened to him? I don't think he did. And I'm not sure he's going to be the last person who's pardoned by the president. So I can't blame him for things like this. These are some of his powers, and he has every right to use them. I'm really bummed. I was listening to Stavros Anthony on your show earlier. I'm so bummed about what they're doing to him. It's outrageous. They're trying to basically steal the special election from him. I can't even believe it.
Well, and the dumb thing is, they can do it. They control the Clark County Commission. It's controlled all. I mean, it's all Democrats, so they can do what they want to do. If they voted 6-1 on the 16th to set up a special election, and by that same 6-1, they could reverse themselves, and they don't have to explain to us at all.
I'm getting so tired of these people who feel as if they can just make these decisions and not ever be beholden to voters. And often they're not, or voters aren't paying attention and vote these clowns back in time and again. It's terrible.
I know a lot of people are going to be looking at 2020 and saying, man, there's not a lot to be thankful for. I want to give you the last word in this segment. What do we have to be thankful for? I mean, is there something that comes to mind for you?
Well, we have a lot to be thankful for from the standpoint of living in the world's greatest country. We really are an amazingly great country. We're very resilient people. We still have a lot of freedoms that most of the world dreams about. We still have that. I think that we've shown, especially these business owners and people who valiantly try to stay afloat throughout these crazy rules that they continue to change all the time, we've shown how resilient we are. We've shown what kind of a people we are as Americans. We'll get through it if these politicians will just get out of our way. But I'll tell you this, Kevin. I don't want Biden to be the president for the next, he won't be 4 years, but 6 months, a year, whatever. I don't want a Biden administration, but I'm going to tell you this. Even if he pulls this thing out, I'm going to count my blessings every day, still be grateful I live in America, and I'm not going to let him ruin my life.
God bless you, Heidi Harris. Heidi, have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk next week.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
Love you. That's Heidi Harris. Used to be 6 to 9 a.m. We've got to change our template. Yeah, our template still has 6 to 9 a.m. It is 9 till noon every day, Monday through Friday, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Coming up, more news. The breaking news just keeps on coming. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month, and there are no contracts and no commitments. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there's no network, so you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance, so your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall, or call 855-58-LIBERTY.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, Bye Bye Fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye Bye Fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamalactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or check it out on your smartphone at libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. You can find out all you need to know. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's get back to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. And you know what happens then. You call in. We talk about what it is you want to talk about. In fact, let's begin with Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on. Go right ahead.
Do you know why you're my favorite turkey?
Why?
Are you? Why? Because every other show you say we're going right to your calls, and but instead you go to clip number 6 and clip number 7. You and conservatives like you on the radio, every time you disenfranchise people like me, you lost 500 people who don't care.
There you
no
go.
More.
There you
sometimes
go. Gary, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. In fact, I'm not going to say let's go to cut 6. I'm just not going to do it. No. I don't know. I don't know. Gary must have gotten up on the wrong side of the bed. It does happen from time to time. I want you to hear Howie Kurtz, though, because Howie Kurtz talked about these latest nominees, and one of the things I found interesting is that if you look at most of these national security guys, they all have contracts. They're going to have to give up their big lucrative contracts to be a contributor for CNN and CBS News and NBC News and all these different networks. They're going to be giving up. They're going to be giving up some dough. They're not going to be making that kind of money. I hate to say it, but this was Howie Kurtz. The president-elect is essentially emptying out the cable news network's talent pool. Here it is.
Please announce nominations and staff.
As Joe Biden starts to staff his administration, the revolving door between media and politics is spinning once again. As a CNN global affairs analyst, Tony Blinken, who'd been deputy secretary of state under President Obama, often chastised Obama's successor.
President Trump has abdicated that responsibility. He's put us in full retreat from our allies and partners.
And today, Biden formally announced Blinken as his pick for Secretary of State.
Thank you.
CNN contributor Jen Psaki, who was Obama's State Department spokeswoman, has also left for the transition. MSNBC analyst Rick Stengel, a former Time magazine editor, is on his second go-round, having jumped from Obama's State Department to fierce Trump critic.
He's the epicenter of disinformation around the world.
And now Stengel has joined the Biden transition team. Barbara McQuaid, a U.S. attorney in the Obama years, has also left MSNBC for the Biden transition. Sometimes the connections are less visible, as with John Meacham, the former Newsweek editor and presidential biographer, was an NBC and MSNBC contributor who praised Biden's victory speech.
This is a moment where the life of the nation is intersecting in a fascinating way with the personal life, not only of President-elect Biden, but also the vice president-elect.
But the networks dropped him from the payroll after the New York Times revealed Meacham had privately helped Biden with that and other speeches. At least two dozen journalists joined the Obama team, including Time's Jay Carney and ABC's Linda Douglas. That musical chairs tradition is widely viewed as routine, but Fox News drew criticism for those who moved between the network and the Trump administration, including John Bolton, Heather Nauert, Bill Schein, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Larry Kudlow also joined the president from CNBC. When political players turn into pundits, they can bring an insider's perspective, but more of them seem to move between the media, where they can resemble a government in exile, and Democratic administrations such as the one now taking shape.
Okay, the last word in this segment I'm going to give to S.C. Cupp, because this to me was fascinating this morning on CNN. The GOP is getting set for life after Trump. This is cut three. Here we go.
For the past 4 years, we, especially in the media, have heard Republicans in private are XYZ, disgusted, disturbed, troubled, but publicly very silent, except in these moments where it really doesn't count, you know, where sort of everyone's doing it. I think, in fact, if I write another book, I'll call it In Private, the great cowardice of Trump's GOP. But I think the calculus thus far has been twofold. One, I think Republicans have been scared that Trump is going to run a bunch of, you know, scam packs to try and primary Republicans who weren't sufficiently Trumpy to line his own pockets and soothe his own ego, but still with a base behind him and some influence. And secondly, I just think Republicans have been so emasculated by this president that they've lost their identity, and so they've almost become like teenagers about to go off to college. For 18 years their parents have told them what to say and think, and all of a sudden they're about to go and have to make their own decisions. Republicans are sort of waking up to that reality that, well, Trump is going to be gone, and they're going to have to sort of rediscover who they are, what they think, what they believe in again, without someone like Trump just telling them constantly who they are and where to go.
S.E. Cupp, the lone conservative. Is she still a conservative working at CNN? Don't know. Coming up, some final thoughts on Thanksgiving 2020. We'll do that more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
What's good just got better. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9, Heidi Harris from 9 to noon, and Charlie Kirk from noon to 2, AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. In 1968, the world got the Hong Kong flu. It was very similar to the COVID-19. A lot of people got sick. Some of them died. Mostly the older and less healthy. But the media were so focused on Vietnam that the Hong Kong flu didn't get a lot of press. No industries were destroyed. Life went on. So in the history of 1968, the Hong Kong flu is only a footnote. 2020 will be recorded in history as the year COVID-19 created a pandemic from which media and government created a worldwide economic disaster. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALD.com, 369-1321, QHALD.com, 369-1321.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't even know where this is from, but a listener sent this to me, and I was stunned. As sucky as 2020 has been, we still have a great deal to be thankful for. And this is something that a listener sent to me earlier today. Your terrible job is the dream of every unemployed. Your house is the dream of every homeless. Your smile is the dream of the depressed. Your health is the dream of the ill. Your lifestyle is the dream of somebody else. Don't let difficult times make you forget your blessings. I don't know. I don't know who authored that, but it's pretty interesting at a time when I know a lot of people, a lot of children. Believe it or not, I spoke with somebody today, and they said, you know, my daughter's a little depressed, and she's really wigged out. She hasn't seen her friends in 7 months and you know, all of that. The fact is that there are a lot of people that really, really need support on this Thanksgiving holiday. And I hope you'll be there, whether it's with some leftover turkey sandwiches or whatever it might be. Maybe just a phone call, maybe just a welfare check. Hey, want to make sure you're okay. Do that. Do that on this holiday weekend. You got some extra time. I also am very thankful for our staff Andrew Paul, our general manager and vice president. Gentleman Jim Dallas. I tell you, he does an amazing job. Dealing with me on a regular basis? Holy cow, that's... No, he's done a great job, and he's been a great addition to the show. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving holiday. We'll be back with a live show on Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your holiday weekend on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby